All right, here we go. Welcome to Wake of the Future. I am Pat, and good morning, everybody. It's October the 31st, 2022, and we have our friend Adam here, guest co-hosting with me this morning. Say good morning.
Good morning, Patrick.
All right,
Happy
man.
Halloween, everybody.
It is. You know, it's funny when we started chatting last week and set this one up. You pointed it out because I kind of tend to lose track on holidays and things like that, but it surely is Halloween morning. So it'll be an interesting convo, I think, this morning, man.
I mean, like, I think it's kind of Halloween itself is it's got its a bit of a sort of a its own kind of little almost like Christmas or something, like a miniaturized horrified version of Christmas in a weird way.
Yeah, right. Well,
That's the
what's
best way I can
crazy
describe it, really.
interesting, you know, for me, what's really interesting is, you know, driving around where I live. I don't know if maybe I just didn't notice it in years past, but this year I'm seeing more and more people are going over the top decorating their yards with Halloween. Now, we're talking like lighting, blow up things, all sorts of crazy decorations in their yards for Halloween, you know, like Christmas. And I don't know, to me it's I don't know, I'm not a big I'm not a big holiday guy, so you know, for me it's like, the hell are we doing, people? You know, it's like, is this some sort of like subconscious way that they're, you know, I don't know, hiding their depression or trying to escape reality, you know, whatever it may be, or a combination of all.
Well, I think it's like it's more overt than that, isn't it? Like you actually put on a mask and become somebody else for a bit, and you know, things like that. So it could be some sort of metaphorical thing going on. But I think it pretty much is just another way to sell corporate crap, you know, just mass produced, you know, made in China, like products
Yeah, no, a hundred
like
hundred
Christmas with all the
percent.
decorations and stuff like
Well,
that.
yeah, you know, and you know,
That's not.
you're over in Manchester, so you know, I mean, for you guys over there, you got pretty much all the same holidays that we deal with here in the States. And what do you see? I mean, over the last probably 20 years, the corporatization of holidays has just gotten obscene. You know, to go along with the whole consumerism, the consumer-based economies that we all have in our countries, where if we're not buying cheap Chinese shit, then you know, we're not doing the right thing, right? We're not keeping up with the
Yeah, pretty much.
Joneses. Yeah, you know,
Yeah,
and
you're somehow not participating in life or something almost.
yeah, you know, it's interesting,
Yeah,
you know.
exactly.
And Halloween, I mean, you know, I can remember like when I was a kid, you know, yeah, you get dressed up a little bit, you go around, you get some free candy, blah blah blah, and you know, nobody really realizes that they're, you know, it's a pagan thing or whatever you want to call it, you know.
I'm not sure you know the origins. We're kind of looking into that a little. But
Yeah.
the thing what I read, it was just part of a quiz, and it said, "Oh, where did it originate in the first place?" And the U.S. wasn't an option, because I would have sort of thought it was a U.S. thing, but no, apparently it wasn't. I actually don't know where. So this, you know,
All the
not really got,
origins
you
of
know,
it,
with it being a
yeah.
pagan tradition or something like that. Well, also, I did think that if you think about this time last year, roughly, we had the Astroworld incident, and just over the weekend they had the Korea incident. So I don't know. I'm kind of thinking, not that it was a false flag, but that there's something significant about that, you know, and the time of year, the 5th of November. Apparently,
The
it's a worldwide thing.
Korea thing was pretty intense, man. You know, and as for the origins, I'm not sure either. I've, you know, because, you know, for me, it's never really been a big thing for me, Halloween. You know, I like I said, as a kid, you know, but now as an adult, like my daughter, she, you know, like any kid, she enjoys it because, you know, you get to go out, you get to hang, you know, for her
Yeah, it's
now, she's
fun.
getting a little bit older, you know, you get to hang out with your friends and kind of walk around and have some fun and all that. But there's always something much deeper to these, you know, types of holidays. And you know, For me, you know, I kind of look at it like it's become part of culture for people. So the actual understanding of it, the actual meaning behind these things has been long lost. And it's just like all the rest of the holidays. It's a way for these giant corporations to really profit off of us, right? So, you know, I mean, anything and everything that we buy compared to even go back 50 years, you know, it doesn't last. And it's done like that on purpose because, you know, they need us to continue to consume in order to keep these economies up and running and moving. You know, and seeing all these people decorate with all of this Chinese shit that literally it's in the realm of needs, there are no needs, right? You don't need this nonsense out in your yard, you know? And you see it, and you know, it's like, oh, you know, it's kind of cool. You drive around, you see people that have graveyards in their front yards and all these things. And it's interesting when you look at it because it's like, well, you know, here we are.
No, it's like, is it some sort of a ritual worship of the dead or something like quite a dark thing, you know, kind of repackaged and corporatized and kind of like give us like, oh, this is fun, you know, whatever, like for kids or whatever. But really, it's, you know, you're talking like what, zombies, you know. You know, blood and gore, that kind of thing, you know, things like that. So, you know, that means really, I think that's pretty much a common thread throughout all of what we would call holidays, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the original meaning's just been obscured and it's just been kind of repackaged and
Completely. I mean, and that's by design. You know, I mean, you take Christmas is a really good example. You know, my girlfriend, she can't understand my views on Christmas. My views on Christmas are, you know, for me, I'm not an overly, you know, religious person. You know, but for me, it's like, okay, you know, well, I'm going to have the day off from work. For me, I want to be able to spend that time with some family, typically enjoy a good meal together and just enjoy family time. But you know, this idea that in order to celebrate Christmas, I have to buy shit for other people or other people have to buy shit for me. I don't want anything, you know, just come spend some time with me if you want to or don't, you know, that's fine. Exactly. I want to spend some time with you or maybe I don't, you know, I mean, you know, as far as giving anything to people, our time, that's to me what's most valuable. You know, if I buy some nonsense for you, what is that proving? That's proving that, you know, what? I feel like you needed some, it just to me, and she has a hard time understanding my feeling on that and my thoughts on that. And I'm thinking, well, you know, year round, I work very hard. I do my thing. I get out there. I try to take as best a care of myself and my family and those around me. When I need something, you know, I go out and I get it, you know?
Yes, of course. This is it. You will acquire that just through normal means, et cetera.
The thing
is, it's like, If there's somebody who, you know, and then you sometimes get just the right present and, you know, it's the thing what they've been, or it's really, really thoughtful or something like that, you know, I always find like the gift of music is a good one, just like, you know, like an album or something like that you can get people because it's something you can kind of.
Yeah, something people can relate with and things like that. Yeah. You know, and that's the thing. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, all these things have been done by design. It's you know, distraction, it's consumerism, it's all these things wrapped up into one, and they've been able to package it and sell it to everybody as, you know, this is just the way, right? This is the way that humans are meant to do things and all the rest. And, you know, the obscuring of the actual meaning behind these things. So Christmas being, you know, the birth of Christ and, you know, I don't even know on Halloween, but like even like Valentine's Day or here in the States, we have Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, you know, now the day after we give thanks, people rush out on Black Friday and they go beat the shit out of each other to try to buy Chinese shit.
That's the UK's copied that quite nicely, that little tradition.
The Black Friday shopping.
Nicely adopted that little cultural heritage there, yeah.
Yeah, that's always interesting, man. You know, it's disgusting is what it really is.
There's a little crossover
Well,
there.
you know,
But no, well, this is it.
I got a little
Because
echo in the
it's quite near to
background,
the
bro.
Christmas time. I know it is a lot distracting, that, isn't it? I can sort of like turn the mic input down a touch.
Just a touch there. Okay.
Yeah, maybe that
Yeah, that
should be
should.
okay.
I think that's a little better. Yeah, man, it's interesting how all these things have gone, and you know, it's just like with everything. You know, they did a slow implementation of it all over the years. You know, things slowly transition to what we see and what they are today, and you know, that's how they do it with everything. You know, Joel and I actually yesterday morning we had an opportunity to record a quick chat. I'll be uploading that I think tomorrow morning as kind of a fill for no episode coming out tomorrow. And we were talking a lot about the education system. And when we look at the education system, that's exactly what they had done with that. You know, they had to fight through the 1830s, 40s, 50s, and 60s to really start to get into the minds of people the way they wanted this education system to be. And then as we get into the 1900s, they really started to implement these changes and kind of build the expectations of what schooling should be and how the government should run it. And we see it happen with all of these things. And it's that slow burn as we progress is what they call it, progress. But really, is it?
It could have been, well, it's slow, but it does speed up at times. I think that's the sort of the nature of time as well, a little bit. And I do sort of question timelines of the past as well. I think this kind of I think it's too much stuff in too little time. So all the stuff is correct, but it just should be over a longer period. That's just, speculation. But I think there was probably a reset round about the time when you were talking, turn of the century, and like school system changed basically all of society. Like there was a big sort of a depopulation thing, and then there was a repopulation, maybe similar to what we're seeing now, but in a different way. So I think
Oh no, I agree, you
it's
know,
hard to
I mean,
pinpoint.
and then you add in World War I and II, you know, and as far as the information goes, they were able to remove a lot of the old information, a lot of the older population, things like that. I mean, there was certainly through that time, you know, a lot of people died, you know, I mean, through
Well,
those wars, you know, and all the famines and things associated with those. So yeah, certainly a reset of sorts. You know, the one we're looking at today as far as resets go could be, you know, it's anybody's guess really, you know, financially, you know, anything there. You know, the depopulation side of things is definitely something that is on the table. How it goes exactly, whether it be through, you know, the pharmaceutical industries and all of these vaccines, or whether it be through
Bioweapons,
bioweapons, world
probably.
wars, you know, exactly, or a
But I mean,
combination of all these
who
things.
knows?
You know, one of the big things that I kind of wanted to look at, I saw it this morning actually over on Summit News. Talking about YouTube making a big announcement a few days back on, you know, their new medical information and how they're now going to certify people that are, yeah, they're certified for
Right.
medical
So then
information.
you know that it's quality information and you've done your research and this is a trusted thing, right? Brilliant. Well, I don't see what could possibly go wrong with that. I mean, that sounds perfect.
They'll be
I don't know why they
certified.
didn't bring in,
They'll be certified
So
as reliable and authoritative sources. Yes,
I mean,
authority.
do you remember when it first the medical misinformation kind of thing ha first happened on YouTube, and it was like the amount of like it was just pu published a big list of things where you couldn't really, like, one of the things was like saying that if you say that setting fireworks gets rid of the virus, that's medical misinformation. It's like I didn't hear anyone saying that in the first place. So and then to say that no, that's not true or whatever. Like really strange, weird little like rules and stuff what they just brought in.
Oh, it's crazy. Well, it's community guidelines is how they started out, and now it's the medical misinformation. Like I remember when Joel and I started posting video, and of course, we got to make a YouTube channel, man. I mean, come on, that's the thing, And
Yeah, of
we made
course.
our YouTube channel and got to like 50 subscribers or something like that, and then we did a video talking on an article by the British Medical Journal, out of the British Medical Journal, about the flu jabs.
Oh,
And
right. Yeah.
even in, and this was, this article, it was a paper written in the British Medical Journal, and the doctors talking about how these flu jabs actually give people the flu, and how, though, from anywhere from some years it being, 15 to 17% effective, if there is any such thing, to, other years being 60, 70% effective, and everywhere in between. And that thing went up. It was our first video that actually got over like 20 views, and I think it started getting up to like 700 or 800 views, and then boom,
Nice.
all of a sudden our channel was gone. They were like,
Right, right.
We're pulling you. They didn't even give us a strike. They were just like, you've gone against our community
Really?
guidelines. Yeah, no
Wow.
strike, no nothing. And
Huh.
they just completely deleted it from YouTube. So I'm like, okay. So I open the email, and I'm like, and they don't even try to email back, basically, because you guys are terminated. So then I decide, all right, we'll do the thing that everybody does when they get censored on YouTube. We'll make another channel. And within the first three
Oh,
videos,
yeah.
we got a strike, couldn't post for 2 weeks, and I just said, you know what, to hell with this. I'm not even gonna play this game,
This is it.
because I'm not somebody that wants to censor myself and try to talk around.
No.
It just doesn't work.
Like, I'll sort of like do hand signals and kind of go, oh, yeah, you know, when people have had the,
Ugh.
or things like that, or, you know, there's loads of them that do it, and you just think it's kind of, you know, it's kind of cringy, but at the same time, you know, if somebody's, I don't know, relying on that for money or something like that, or
Yeah.
it's, you know, it's a sort of a side thing, and it's not you know, it's not a primary kind of a thing, you know, they just don't want to get the account deleted or whatever. But then again, they're supposed to have all these fresh, you know, platforms, BitChute and Odyssey and all of this, and yeah, I don't know. I'm not really impressed with them. I mean, I think they probably deliberately engineer those as well, so that, you know, you kind of to steer you back towards YouTube,
Yeah.
stuff like that, you know. So
Well,
then you do self-censor because you're relying on that for, you know, a platform or whatever.
yeah, exactly. Well, when you look at the numbers don't lie. YouTube has all the numbers. YouTube has all the eyes watching it. Most people today, still, if you were to say, hey, here, I'm going to send you a link to a video, and you send them something on BitChute, they're going to be like, what the hell is this? You
Yeah,
know,
exactly. Yeah.
what kind of nonsense did you just send over to me as a
Yeah, what kind
link?
of right wing tinfoil hat, you know, sort of like,
And
what's he doing that?
you're talking, in most platform cases, hundreds of thousands of views versus, hundreds of millions, which is what you'd get out of YouTube. And that's where I can see it, in some ways. I can see people continuing to try with YouTube. But it's interesting when you start to read something like this, where they're now, making the next step forward with this certification of medical professionals.
Aha.
You see more and more people, not more and more people, more and more of the mainstream media things being posted through YouTube. You're starting to see more and more censorship, obviously, as well, of anything alternative. So basically, what we're seeing here is when Google bought YouTube back in, I forget what year it was. It was a while ago, man. When they bought YouTube, pretty much one of the first changes, major changes they made, was in the comment section, right? So I can remember back when I first was using YouTube and going down the rabbit holes and starting to really, watch.
When it was good.
You could watch Loose Change and things like that over there. And what would happen is you would leave a comment, and you would get a notification when somebody would reply to your comment. It would actually, you could actually engage on YouTube, because now, same thing with BitChute and some of these other platforms, is you leave a comment, you have to go back there and scroll and find and try to see, because you're not getting these notifications. Now,
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not a big content, I mean, a comment guy anyways, but you know, it's one of those things. And as they kept on changing things on YouTube, they made it less and less user-friendly in the sense of how we can interact with each other. You know, it's like when they locked us all down, you know, they had to close down the pubs. They're not going to close the liquor stores where you can go and buy a bottle, but they're going to close down all the pubs so that you can't go and, you know, meet and be in cahoots. And now what we have with YouTube is just, you know,
Socialize and actually speak, yeah, face to face and stuff,
And now YouTube, I mean, it is, you know, it is what it
Well, it's
is.
just censorship all the way, isn't it, really? I mean, it's got to the point where it's, yeah, a bit of Stockholm syndrome where people are so used to it now, they're just, you know, they sympathize with the captors, and they just, you know, to the point of where it's like, you know, oh, I'm on my 10th backup channel, you know, I don't want to get this one to, like, just rather than doing all that around the houses type of stuff, just go to, you know, do another platform, don't worry about any of it, you know what I mean, just scratch all that, throw it out the window or whatever, and you know, just say it as you want, you know, kind of thing.
Well,
That's the way I
that
look
is
at it.
one
Because if
thing.
it's like, if you spend most of the time like faffing around with YouTube, trying to kind of, you know, get it to work, or like, oh, which channel have I got the strike on and all this. And but then again, you know, that's just only kind of different, you know, everyone's different, aren't they? So
Well, no, 100%. You know, and really, you know, playing those games, it works for some people, you know. But like even I just had Harmful Content come on the other day, and we had a good chat on his religious exemption that he had done. And he had posted that up on his YouTube channel a while back, and it took them a little while, and then they caught up with him and gave him a strike for it.
okay.
And in there, you know, he did nothing. He didn't say anything negative. You know, it wasn't like, oh, you know, he wasn't using the keywords as far as, you know, all, but they still gave him a strike for it. And, you know, his thoughts on it being, well, because this can actually help people. I mean, he was able to use this exemption in New York State where, you know, to be exempted from getting an injection and going to college, which
Oh,
is
I was going to say,
unheard
yeah,
of.
is that the university?
Yeah, the
Wow.
university. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, in New York, where, you know, I mean, New York is basically one of the homes of all of the, you know, absolute insane. And you know, they don't want these things.
Yeah.
And YouTube's a great platform for that, you know. But I mean, when we start to look at all the platforms that we've been pushed to, you know, we're very limited on our reach. And you know, brand new tube, they were a great platform for a long time. And I tried, I it's interesting, I logged in there yesterday actually, and still zero happenings over there.
Yeah, is this and since the big hack or whatever
Yes,
happened,
yeah,
is
because
that
we're going on like
did
3 months.
yes, yeah. Oh yeah. Did you speak to Sonia Poulton about that or something like that? Did you say once?
I did, yeah. So I reached out to her
Yeah.
via email, and she did reply back to me and just said, "Hey, you know, the only info I have on this is what you have, basically, which is what I had gotten an email." So when I logged in yesterday, you know, and she invited Joel and I to come back over onto Rise with BNT with her. I did not follow up with her
Oh
on
yeah.
that. Because to me
Yeah.
right now, you know, as a content creator, I kind of said, you know, I'm thinking in my head, well, you're posting on brand new tube. You know, I checked her channel out. She's getting all these views over there on brand new tube. I'm not sure who's watching it, you know.
Is she still co-hosting with Atwood since the scandal, if you want to call it
No,
that?
I don't
No.
believe so, no. But you know, it's interesting because I can't, as a creator, post over there. But she is, because obviously, well, she knows Muhammad Butts and works with,
Right,
you know, him on that. But to me, it's just something interesting. And you know, I was texting back and forth a little bit with Joel yesterday about that. And he's like, you know, it makes me wonder, was that a giant data gathering operation? And I, you know, my response to him was, you
well,
know,
yeah, good question.
it probably started out not as very well could have turned into that. Makes you wonder because there were a lot of people that were over there. And I know when the hack happened, a lot of emails were taken. People had to change emails and reset, you know, passwords and all these other things. So, you know,
Yeah.
it makes you wonder. And that's where, you know, these alternative platforms that
Right.
were on
You see,
from Bitch.
I didn't look into
What's that? I lost you there, Adam.
I was
Damn
just going to say that I didn't know. I don't know. Do
internet
and I
connection.
don't know a lot really about hacking, like in general. So I wouldn't know what sort of like data they'd be able to get from that. You know what I mean? So somebody hacks it, then gets data, then what kind of thing?
No. And that's the thing. I'm not super versed on it myself, but it's something that we always have to kind of consider.
Yeah, these days.
Like for me and Joel, obviously, I mean, we've had our last names put out there. Like I remember when we went on Robert Scott Bell's show, he introduced us by first and last name, and that does not bother
Right.
me.
Yeah.
I made kind of a conscious decision, Joel and I both did when we started the show, that hey, we're showing our faces. This is who
That's
we
it.
really are. I have
Yeah.
nothing to hide. If somebody wants to come after me personally, well, go right ahead. I mean, that would be part of the, price that we pay for trying to get truth out there.
Exactly.
And it's interesting because, when we make that decision, it can't be undone because
Well, yeah, that's
we're out
true.
there, and it's some days I question my sanity on it, but other days I realize why.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I
Yeah.
mean, that's the thing is if you kind of put yourself in that mindset where you're questioning like every little thing, like that car's just over there with its lights on for a little bit too long or something like that, or just like questioning basically everything, like, then everything kind of becomes something, when you're kind of looking for stuff, everything becomes, and I think that's kind of like it's kind of like a real mild schizophrenia of some kind, I think. I don't know,
Yeah,
you know what I
could
mean?
be.
Like well, because if you, I think the comparison is like how well, it's called paranoid schizophrenia, isn't it? That's the condition. And like those people have got delusional, irrational, sort of like paranoid kind of things. But like you say, when you've got a reasonable suspicion to suspect that, let's say, you're going to get gang stalked or something because all of, this is what they say, like, oh yes, you're in danger and all of this. It's like, right,
Yeah.
well, I'm not going to go and then walk around and question every little tiny thing what you see, what could be something.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going into like some sort of delusional kind of mindset or something,
Yeah.
which is
Oh,
probably not a
yeah.
healthy way to think. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's a fine line that we have to walk when it comes down to that. And, I'll get these feelings sometimes like, oh, shit, I'm kind of putting myself out there a little too much, maybe. And then I have to realize, well, Pat, you're probably not that important. Like, I'm
Not that
sure I'm on
low.
a list somewhere, but
Yeah, of course. Yeah, a 1,000,000%. You'll be high on the list, Pat. Public enemy, certainly up
right.
there anyway.
So,
But like I said, yeah. Gang stalking and all of this, it's a myth, I think, a little bit as well. And it's just a kind of a mechanism as well to stop people speaking out. They'll kind of pump out some fear, meaning that people are kind of reluctant because they think, oh, you get assassinated or something like that. It's
Oh,
like,
yeah.
yeah. But
Yeah,
you can
I mean,
still
they have to get
totally
that illusion
functional
going.
there.
I mean, I do know, obviously, there are people that reach a certain point where they reach enough people where, in my opinion, there's a couple of things that happen. Either, they go to a mainstream alternative like we've seen with some of the bigger names, or, maybe they are just completely held back. And not able to really reach those people. It's hard to say for sure. But there is that fine line again where we have to, like I could still, I really actually can't. I try to watch on occasion. I'll try to watch like an Alex Jones or David
Yeah.
Icke or a Mike Adams even, and I struggle. And the reason I
Know where's that
struggle
wave
is,
coming from?
I struggle with it because,
Well,
it's
they're
like,
all
okay,
controlled opposition. That's just a fact.
that's
You know what I mean? You
exactly
can't
it.
really, it's just unavoidable at this point,
Yeah.
Alex Jones is Bill Hicks. There's no getting around, like
Oh, dude, I am so
100%,
glad you said that.
100%. It definitely is, And don't get me wrong, like big a fan of Bill Hicks, love Bill Hicks,
Dude.
But what a lie to pull that off,
Man, I haven't heard anybody say that one in a while, dude. I remember Joel and I were talking about that months ago, man. I don't even know if we talked about it on the show or not, but I watched a video. Somebody was talking about how, dude, Bill Hicks is Alex Jones. Alex Jones is Bill Hicks. And that's such an interesting thing because...
You know what? There's a lot of research goes quite far back.
Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of research what goes kind of far back, you know, to basically when it's, you know, they're, you know, they had the same best friend and all of this kind of stuff. And, well, you know, like I say, the two stories intermingle, but you can just tell anyway, because, I always thought like, Alex Jones was kind of, hilarious sometimes, you know, like you would really actually laugh at some of his, you know, some of his stuff like, and you think, he's a bit too fucking funny for just a TV presenter type of guy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's a little bit too funny. Dude. Not in a bad way. You know what I mean? That's kind of as a compliment.
No, you know. Well, that's the thing. Like I sometimes feel like I'm being inappropriate at times when I'll laugh about certain things when we're talking, you know, but for me, it's like, you know, I mean, for me, if I don't laugh, I'll be insane. If I'm not already insane, course, you know, the Bill Hicks thing, man, that's an interesting one, you know, but when I watch these guys these days, right, some of the information is certainly pertinent. It's factual information.
Oh yeah.
To me, what gets me like, and Mike Adams is a great example of it, right? You know, he's the founder of Brighteon, and every time I try to upload to Brighteon, very rarely does it ever actually upload. I always upload in the same format all the time. And maybe 1 out of 10 of my videos will actually post it. The rest of the time I get an error. And when I've emailed them saying, hey, this is what I get, I send them screenshots of the error that I get, all the rest. Oh, we're working on that. It'll be working soon enough. And it's like, okay, cool. But I see all these other guys, you know, like what am I not saying, or what am I saying that you don't want published on your platform? But, you know, they talk about these things, but it's that hardcore be afraid, live in fear, cower in your home and continue to stockpile only. Don't go out there and live your life, you know, in a manner that is fit for you. And that was the big transition Joel and I made, was we were doing the same thing. And we started to wake up and say, you know what, do we really want to do that? Is that really how waking the future is going to work out? How are we going to get people to wake up and actually have a future for ourselves? Mm-hmm. Well, if all we do is scare the shit out of people 24/7, you know, in our case, it was, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning and then 5 o'clock in the afternoon every single day. Just
That was ace. You
know, right. Where's that thing, benefit?
Though, what I liked about it, the early waking the future, is it was kind of like your spin on all of that. Yeah. Which wasn't the kind of controlled opposition spin on stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like someone who might say something, you know, like what you can relate to. But, you know, looking at these kind of things, all this COVID stuff, lockdown, and, you know, all the fun stuff that was happening at that time.
Oh, fun stuff, huh?
Yeah.
You got a sick sense of humor, man.
You know, it's just crazy. Like, you know, even looking back now, just over that little bit of time, it's like another world or something.
Yeah. Well, it was a huge part of the you know, the reset that we're living through currently. You know, technologically and financially, we're starting to see it happen as well. And, you know, I mean, it's scary stuff, no doubt. Yeah. You know, but trying to find, you know, a way to get through this and come out on the other side where, you know, we're not basing all of our decisions out of fear, right? I mean, you know, financial decisions based in fear never go well. You know, it doesn't work that way. You know, for me, if I start to see financially that I'm like, okay, this coming month, financially, I'm going to be struggling a little bit. What do I do? I kind of sit back. I say, all right, what can I do with my budget? What can I do here? And then is there a way that I can pick up a little bit of extra side work where I can start to make a little bit more money maybe? And I really try to figure that out. You know, in my younger years, it was all reaction in the sense of, okay, well, I'm just going to go out and work more, but I'm not actually going to take a look at the rest of the stuff to try to fix that. And, you know, gets to where you are today. And now all of a sudden it's like, wow, Shit. All right, we're starting to see increases like never before. So
Yeah.
I really need to be smart about this and methodical.
Are you feeling that quite a lot then in the US?
Oh yeah, man.
The like what price hikes and stuff, really?
Yeah,
See, we've got
huge.
it a little, but it's, you know what, it's not impacting to the level where, you know, you're kind of feeling it a lot and stuff. Everything's more or less just as it was. A little higher, but not much, not much.
Really.
I mean, it's like I say, I think some, yeah.
What about shrinkflation? What about the sizes of products and things like that? Are you seeing changes there?
You know what? It's actually waking the future. What clicking onto the actual concept of that, and you know what? Once I knew what it was and I understood it, I started noticing it. You know, you don't notice it until you sort of realize, like, no, look, yeah, the price stays the same, the products get smaller. But then once you know that, you just start noticing it then. And yeah, definitely that is true.
Another big one that the deception in the marketing is, they'll sell you or try to sell you 20% more or family sized. The 20% more, yeah, they add a little more product in there, but then you get to the other one where it's the family size, right? And a lot of times what they don't do on the family size is they don't increase the amount of product inside. They just make the boxing a little bit larger. So
Yeah,
you
so
have
the
to
measure,
watch
yeah,
the
roughly about the
deception
same sort of
there.
thing.
When they tell you there's more product, meaning 20% more, there typically is. But you also need to look at it and say, well, what kind of price increase do I get when I get 20% more as well? And the shrinkflation being very real. In fact, I was actually having a conversation with Michelle in Ireland, and she was talking about tea lights. She's purchasing tea lights from I forget what the store is, whatever, and how they look the same, but the burn time on them has gone from maybe 3 or 4 hours to probably around 2 hours. And
That makes sense. Yeah. So
so
it's kind of almost like the built-in obsolescence thing. So that, yeah.
And that's the thing, but for us here in the US, gas and diesel, the prices have kind of leveled out. They're still crazy
Right, good.
expensive, whatever. We still have it cheaper than most people in the world on that front. But what I'm seeing is each week for the grocery store, when we go and we buy our food and things like that, we spend more, get less, spend more, get less. Quality of fresh foods has gone down. It's there, it's available. When I say quality, what I mean is, for the longest time, and I'm sure it's the same for you guys over there, like fruits and vegetables, the blemishes on them, right? And these are things that they don't affect the taste, it's just the visual. You
Well,
wouldn't
yeah, and
see
like
those
the
on the
colors are a lot
shelves.
duller on them.
Right, you wouldn't see the blemishes on the fruits and vegetables that they put out there. Now you're seeing them, they're there. And that's also, that has to do with production, obviously, the agriculture, taking such a big hit over the past year now, with yields being lower. And that's something that could be expected to continue forward. But the prices are still going right up,
Well, there was the grain ships that got missile attacked and everything like that, wasn't there? So, you know, that kind of put a spanner in the works.
I have right now my boss actually went down to Brazil to take care of some things on the family farm down there. And it's interesting is the fertilizer is the reason why he had to go down there. So he'd been waiting months and months to get the fertilizer shipment to the farm, and the trucking company called. They said, hey, we're en route, we will be here on this day, you need to be there to accept the shipment, or we're just going to kind of continue on to the next farm because they'll gladly take this shipment. So he had, he basically had to overnight, almost had to book a flight and get down there and do his thing for it. And these are the types of things that we're starting to see as far as, the shortages beginning. But how do we kind of curb these things? What are the things that we can do for ourselves to kind of prevent the pain, or at least try to delay it a little bit? And
There's a, Yeah, as people, I think it's kind of like kind of trying to change your mindset a little bit more than anything else.
Right.
You know, I think these are changes where all this kind of like codependency, like other countries relying on other countries and all of this, that's all by excuse me, by design. And you know, so you know, they can't produce the stuff, so they can't buy the stuff, and then they can't produce this, they can't buy that, and da, 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 da. So you know, that all pretty much has to. And I think us as people, it's just a question of like your mindset, really, and this whole thing of like, you know, allowing somebody else to be responsible for everything. You know,
Right.
just people taking personal responsibility, really. Anyway, that's in a nutshell.
Yeah,
I think
100%.
that's it.
You know, and that's something we talk, you know, as often as we can about, because you know,
Exactly.
personally, what I can do for myself and my family is, well, I can make sure that I prepare myself properly in as many ways as I can. I had my garden failure this year. I mean, it wasn't a failure completely. You know, but
Oh
it was,
no.
oh
Is
man, it was hard.
it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we had, you know, almost 4 months with almost no rain, very, very little rain. You know, I didn't have my rain catch system built, so the little rain that we got, I didn't even get a chance to catch. You know, as far as watering went, I watered as often as I could and as much as I could without, you know, really killing me myself with the cost of water. You know, but very difficult summer growing season, and I had some decent yields on certain things. And I call it a failure, more joking. You know,
Yeah, good.
it did
'Cause
produce
I
something.
saw the video when you were walking around the garden filming it and stuff like that. I thought, excellent. This is, you know, this is where it's at. This is, you know, that's it, that place.
Yeah, you know, it was successful in ways, but it was also a disaster in ways, you know, and you know, kind of the lesson I learned on that was, you know, it was multifold. You know, having rain catches is important. Setting aside a little bit more time, don't experiment with certain things that you know could potentially not work, especially if you have
I see
options.
where you're coming from.
Yeah. And really, you know, a lot of what I learned out of that was, you know, some of the things to do, some of the things not to do, and the rest. But the main reason why I wanted to put some videos out on that this year was to show that, you know, no matter how busy we are, no matter, you know, how bad things may look, even just the mental state of doing something like that, the positive that you get out of that is huge. And it kind of gives you that, well, if I can do this with relative smaller amounts of time, you know, materials and finances, well, that's great, because I could feed myself and my family just a little bit off of these things. And it's funny, I had major disaster with my potatoes. And I ended up late in the season planting some sweet potatoes and some other potatoes, and I got a small yield out of it. You know, so I was able to recoup that a
Sounds
little
good.
bit. And it's interesting because, you know, if it were a year like some of these bigger fear channels say, where, oh, there's no food available anymore, well,
I
I'd
know.
probably be dead. You and I wouldn't be talking right now. But it would be a disaster for me, you know, but ultimately it isn't there. And you know, I did have that time, thankfully, and you know, a little bit of progress made next year in the springtime. I have a lot of things set up where it should be a much better year. What about you? Are you able to do anything like that where you're at?
You know what? I am actually dabbling. I think there's some sort of like, if you can kind of get your head around sort of like onions and potatoes, if you can kind of grow them, that's a kind of a good bit, you know, starting point for things.
Huge.
And they are not root vegetables, but they kind of are. So I think, yeah, I mean, you know, different root vegetables are the way forward in terms of like, because they're winter vegetables as well,
Yes.
some of them. So, you know, you can get that all year round. I mean, I'm not an expert by any stretch, but kind of got an interest though. I think anyway, it's good skills to be able to sort of you know, potentially use if you need to, sort of thing. You
Yeah.
know, or just at least have a good understanding of basics.
Yeah,
Because yeah,
absolutely, man.
I think how plants kind of develop and stuff like that, we've kind of been told you know, it doesn't. I think there's other ways of doing stuff. You know, like how they say that, you know, the photosynthesize, they draw in light via the leaves and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not exactly sure, you know, but
Yeah.
that was a bit tipping for
Where there's a
the
will, there's a way
yeah.
is the saying on it, you know, and there are
Yeah.
so many different ways that we can work on growing vegetables. And you know, I think the biggest thing for myself and a lot of people out there is this understanding that, you know, we're going to have successes, we're going to have failures. We're going to have, you know, in between, you know, where maybe I'll get a small yield and this and that. And the biggest thing is not giving up on it and learning from our mistakes. Like my big mistake was trying to grow potatoes and onions and garlic in freaking bags this year. And I even had a comment from somebody was like, dude, don't do that. You're creating more work for yourself. And I'm like, nah, I got this, man. I got this. And it's like, nah, you don't. And you know, so but it was a hard lesson learned. But ultimately, it's one of those things where next year now I have an actual bed design, you know, set up for growing these, you know, potatoes and onions and garlics. And next year I look to have a much better yield on those things. And you know, just moving forward. And that is something where, you know, I do it because something potentially scary is happening right now with our food supplies, right? Around the world. And this is just like you said, you know, where each individual country is now
Yeah, so
responsible
you
for
can attack the
certain.
supply and you take down, so you know, like that one, you know, chain or whatever, you know, you cut that out, and then that sort of like it could impact onto, you know, all these different places. So,
Exactly.
but that's all by design, you know, like again, this is it. Like, and then we're supposed to believe that, oh no, this has just happened, you know, when
No,
really it's
just
just like, you know,
natural.
oh, exactly.
Yeah. We didn't have anything to do with this.
This
And
is
that's
it.
the
Well,
thing.
I, you know, I'm not distrusting anyway, you know. Like, as if, you know, of
Well,
course.
you know, but that's the thing, you know. I mean, we have all these things that are scary as hell going on. You know, so we need to find something positive that we can do to try to curb it for ourselves. And you know, if you're not a gardener, maybe you're a builder, right? So maybe you can go out and you can help your neighbor who may be a gardener and build a greenhouse or help them with these things. And these are the important things that we need to start doing is getting these community things started because, you know, come springtime next year, we don't know what things are going to look like. Hell, we don't
That's
know what
it.
things are
That's
going to
it.
look like next month. You know, I mean, here in the States with all the selection processes happening coming up and all the rest of these midterms and, you
Yes.
know, God only knows, you know. I mean, could there be a false flag tomorrow? Sure, there could be, you know, but if we continue working forward on a positive note to try to build these things and get these things going, you know, we can help to curb them. So, you know, good
Do you think?
chat today, man. This has been fun, dude. Kind of an all around chat this morning.
That's well, that's in the festive spirit as well, with happy Halloween for everybody. And you know, it's a shame it's on a Monday, really. It wasn't like on a Saturday or something. Monday night Halloween, why not?
It would have been nice too if it was on a Saturday because then we'd have a little extra time too. So and there must have been a time change because we got a little bit of a later start. So but that's all good, man.
It's all
But
good.
my time has kind of run short here.
I believe, yeah, no problem, no problem at all, sir. I shall let you get on to, are you in Somerville, is it, again, today?
No Somerville today. I
Okay.
don't even know where the heck I'm working yet, man. Yeah, with the boss man gone, dude, it's like, you know, by the seat of our pants right now while we're trying to figure out the next day, but all is good, you know. So but Adam, man, you are welcome on Waking the Future absolutely anytime. And you know, maybe
Oh, thank
Joel
you,
and I will
Patrick. I
join you
shall
over on
certainly.
your channel one day.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. I'd like that.
Yeah, man. Be fun. So guys, you know, also I'll add into the show notes for you guys link to Adam's channel as well.
Yeah,
It's
check me out on the BitChute.
there's an un underscore in there, sugar tree underscore truth, correct?
Truth. That's right. Yeah, capital
Yes.
S and T.
Yep. So guys, be sure to head over there, check out Adam's channel. He's got some great content going on. So
Much appreciated. Thank you.
you got it, brother. All right, man. We
All
will
right.
talk again
Cheers.
soon. Everybody, have a great day.
Cheers. Laters.